You never know who someone is until they experience power and until they come into money, into success, wealth, relevance. Then you know the true character of an individual. How you handle people, what you become when you have power and money is what defines you. That is who you truly are. I don't know you and who you are until you have power and until you have money. Come with me to 1 Timothy 6, 10 and 11. For the love
of money is the root of all evil.
Understand and underline the love of faith, not money. The love of money. He didn't say money is the root of all evil. So let's get it right. Sometimes we quote scriptures out of context. Money is not evil. Money is a tool. Money is a weapon. Money is good. But it's what you do with money. And it's the love of faith. Where money rides you. When money becomes your God. When everything you become and how you deal with everybody in life is determined by money. When your choices and decisions in life is determined by money. Then something is wrong with you, because money is a tool, it's a weapon given to us, and we must never be controlled by weapons, we must never be controlled by a tool. We control money. Money must not control us. And where money controls you, you are to be pitied among all men. The love of money is the root of all evil. I pray for you that you will not be controlled by money. Amen. Go ahead.
Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
Today we don't follow after meekness anymore. We don't follow after patience. We don't follow after right standing with God. We don't follow after godliness, and we don't follow after faith nor love anymore. It's like people are defined in societies today by money, power, position. We love people for what they have, what they bring to the table, who they are, and where they stand in society. We don't love for love anymore. We don't seek godliness anymore. The basis of our relationships and why we care and deal with people all has to do with money, fame, success, material things. Character doesn't matter anymore. Just have money. Just have access and influence. And have fame, irrespective of how you acquire it. You can kill, you can lie, you can steal, you can destroy innocent people to get it. Just get it. And if you get it, it's okay. It's not. There are consequences. It's just a matter of time. If you study history, the pharaohs of Egypt are no more. And the emperors of Rome are no more. The Hitlers of Germany and their entire descendants have disappeared from the face of the earth because of the evil they did to others. And because of how they handled power when they had power. What you do with power will determine whether you have a place in eternity or a place in history. There are people who will never have a place in eternity nor have a place in history, whose descendants will never be remembered in eternity or by history, because they use power and money and influence and success as tools and weapons to settle scores, as a weapon for revenge and to destroy and to hurt others. If you are that kind who uses power and money, influence, success, relevance, fame to hurt others, you are setting yourself and your descendants up for a curse throughout your generation and days, you will never be remembered for good, but you shall be remembered for evil. I have not seen anybody name their son Hitler. And it's because of the evil that was done to a race, to a people, to a generation. The evil that was done to the Jews by Hitler was always in him. He hated the Jewish people, never had the opportunity to show it until he had power. What men and women do when they have power and when they have money and influence and access is something that has always been in them, but it's power and money that reveals and brings it forth. I pray that in the day when you have power, and the day when you have the ear of the king, and influence and money, and access and relevance, you will not settle scores with people. You will not go witch hunting people, trying to destroy innocent people. That you will not use power to kill and to destroy people's fathers and mothers and loved ones. But you use power to be like Nelson Mandela did. I said last week, Nelson Mandela, when he was discharged from prison, having been in prison for 27 years, he said, as I stand before the door to my freedom, I realize that if I don't leave behind me my bitterness and my unforgiveness, I will walk through this door to freedom and still be in prison. How I pray for leaders and pray for all of us that we will not allow the unforgiveness of the wrong done to us and the bitterness of the things we've been subjected through and been through to determine how we use power and to determine how we treat people. For we are accountable and we shall be held by God. We shall be held accountable one day. Let's go ahead. Write down a few things. Money. Money will reveal what is in you. Money is designed to test our character. It will test you. And it's when people have money, then you know who they are. When you have money, watch how you handle people. What's your attitude? Do you return people's calls? Do you keep to your word? Do you treat people right? I've seen people who were nothing, nobodies, until they had money and power. And suddenly, they switch. They have no respect and no regard for anybody. Don't keep to their word. They don't care. Promises they make, they break their promises. They don't honor time. They don't keep to anything. And they think that having money is everything. And having power is everything. It's not. It has an expiry date. There come a time when money fails. There come a time when power fails. And ladies and gentlemen, you will need somebody. And the way you treat people right now has everything to do with how people treat you and respond to you when you need them the most. So right power, money power, fame. Fame. You are the latest thing in town. Everybody likes you. You are trending. That is the new word. You are trending. You are trending. I'm trending. Madam Trending and Mr. Trending. Everybody has heard about you. Don't let it enter into your head. The same people who are calling your name and say, oh, you are trending. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. The same people will say, crucify him. Crucify him. You don't know who people are until you are in crisis. When you are in crisis and everything around you falls apart, and you still have people to stick with you, then you truly have friends. The people you call your friends are not friends until you go through crisis, until you have problems, until you've been tested and tried. Those around you are not friends. Jesus said the other day, ye are they that stood with me in the moment of my temptation. People who call themselves friends when you haven't been through anything are not friends. It's those who hung with you in times of your trial, in times of temptation, in times of difficulty, where you become a proverb, a byword of society. Scandalized and stigmatized, become a reproach, looked down upon, a mockery of your society. And they are still friends, then you call them friends. Until then, you don't have a friend. Because some of the friends you claim you have are only friends because you have money. Because you have something they need. But I'm talking about people who hang with you not because of anything you have, but they are there for you and not for your money, not for power, not for your office, not for position. And in life you meet those type and kinds. I have friends I've related to for 40 years and some over 40 years. I related to Bishop Nyanku for 44 years. I have friends that I've related to for 40 years, 30 years, 35 years, like Dr. Michael Bassett and so many others. I've related to them many years. I was talking to Dr. Mpiakofi the other day, and I've known Dr. Mpiakofi for 40 years. We've been friends, father and son, 40 years, and so many others. In good times and in bad times, we've related.